REM, Losing My Religion on this Thursday, Friday's Eve here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 9:30 past six. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's the story?
Never mind me. How are you?
I'm super duper.
Did you get any kip?
I did, I tell you.
Ah, very good.
Those things, I tell you, that your man gave me are great.
The knocker out or tablet?
Oh, you're gone like a light.
That's a great job, isn't it?
I mean, honestly.
Yeah. So
like literally, it's kind of like, right, I hope I get to...
Yeah, I'll never get to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not even tired going to bed. These things I'll never...
Yeah,
it's that, so yeah.
Fantastic.
That's great.
They're great.
Great, good for you.
And like, no sort of, you know... Not even getting up in the middle of the night to go for the old drain or anything.
Oh, no, Willie draining.
No Willie draining or anything.
Oh, that's great then.
Amazing.
That's even better still.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to have at least two Willie removals.
Two
every
you?
Night. Yeah, at least.
You have to drain the beast at least twice.
Twice, yeah. Oh, at least, yeah. And I've had this ridiculous thing of starting
now.
You
don't drink a lot of water or anything really as such, do you?
I go tea when
later
I get home.
Day,
I'd be mad on the old teas when I go
do
home.
You?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I should have known.
I do, yeah. I'd be
an
mad.
Afternoon tea specialist.
Yeah.
You probably have a whole range, do you? You probably forget craft
I
beers,
do.
You have a whole range of different teas,
do
you?
I do.
That you dip in I think I'll go for a
I do.
A Rubioso, whatever you call that thing.
Rubioso. Cranberry I have at the moment. Peppermint I have.
Oh, you're into your herbals.
Yeah, I've got a licorice one, which I thought would be disgusting. It's actually really nice.
Are these ones now that you buy out of a normal supermarket?
Yeah.
They're not ones that you're not part of a tea club that they ship you in
no,
a batch every month.
No, I get the little cardboard boxes in the supermarket.
Because you know Mike got that as a present for coffee.
That's right, he did, yeah. He gets a different coffee sent to his house exclusively every month or something like that, yeah.
Apparently, there's loads of that online. You can do all of the... For anything. For clothes, for... For Blumen, I don't know, comic books, for anything. You can order these packs and you get this thing delivered once a month of whatever it is. And tea is definitely one of them. A selection of teas.
Tea and chicken now. If I could get that delivered, I'd be laughing.
Tea and chicken.
I have that every day.
Food of the gods.
Yeah. Chicken and tea. That's chicken, tea and veg. That's about all I do when I go home. I'll be honest with you. There's not a lot going on other than that. Chicken tea, veg and Netflix.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That would have made a great episode of Can't Cook, Won't Cook. So your ingredients are tea and chicken.
Jesus,
what am I going to make with that?
And some microwave vegetables, please. And they'd be laughing.
Anyway, listen, welcome along, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Friday's Eve, touching distance of the weekend. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Look at this for the most gentlemanly WhatsApp we've ever gotten in, PJ, right?
Right.
Says, good morning, lads. How are you? Happy Friday to you.
Thank you very much.
And then this quality line. It's been a while... Forgive me.
Well, that's very good, yeah.
That's very gentle.
It's been a while, forgive me.
Yes, I do apologise that I haven't been in touch more often.
Oh,
anyway,
there you go.
Heading to an early meeting, always great to listen to you both this hour of the morning. From your long-lasting friend, Aaron.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron.
Aaron is obviously a gentleman.
He is a gentleman.
He is a gentleman.
He's a pretty much a Downton Abbey man there now that we
Nobody
have.
Has ever texted into us and said, forgive me.
Yeah.
That's quality.
It's been a while. Forgive me.
Yeah.
No problem.
That is absolutely...
Forgiven.
You know, whereas, you know, on the other hand, you get this sort of stuff from Northside Tony. Morning from hashtag, and I can't even say the word.
I'll say something that rhymes with it. Burnolixed.
Yeah.
.ie. The night shift from hell, says Northside Tony.
See that? Resorting to...
I tell you
resorting
something.
To foul and abusive
foul
language.
Foul language!
I'd say Aaron is tempted to turn off his radio having heard that.
He's got to forgive me. Yeah. I must go again. That's where he's gone. He's had enough now already. And that's all because of Northside Tony coming in and causing all this trouble. Look at that. You're sending us Christmas pictures and all. You should be ashamed of yourself, Tony.
Yeah, teardrops from Womack and Womack here at Classic Hits. 17 minutes past 6, Thursday, 26th of September. And Friday's Eve, just to clarify, I think Margaret was thinking I was getting a bit confused there. Friday's Eve, as we like to christen
Friday's
Thursday.
Friday's Eve indeed, yeah. We're just nearly there now.
Makes you feel a bit closer to the weekend, Margaret.
A little bit closer. Touching distance, so it is.
Yeah. Aaron has confirmed he is indeed a gentleman like our good selves.
Oh, very good. That's nice to know.
I don't know if that comparison with us is a good idea for you, Aaron, but away you go with that. And then you see, typical of this. Look at this.
Here we are.
Dan and Cork. What's this politeness crack? This ain't that type of show. How very dare you?
I just don't know what you're talking about, Dan.
You know something? I mean, both PJ and myself are indeed fans of Downton Abbey.
Indeed.
We know a thing or two about the right way to live, you know.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I mean...
I mean, there's a man across the table there who has multiple teas in his home.
Exactly.
And chicken.
And I shot a peasant on the way into work, into work this morning. So I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, come on, God's sake.
It's very polite.
Unbelievable. Right, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. We'll get through them, I promise, but we got to do the birthdays. What birthday have I got for you? Right, it's another haul.
All right, it's another big day of all the mad stuff, right?
There's a lot of biggies in here, right? Anyway, let's give you the first one, right? This lady.
I could see this face, and you know, it's so familiar, this grin and the gold teeth. And it was Tyson, and he came up to me, got up, and he came up and he said, "You're one mean woman."
Right, so...
Who is she talking about?
Tell me, what woman would Mike Tyson potentially be afraid of?
Oh, dear God. Mike, I haven't a clue. And she's quite posh as well. She's got that whole thing going on there.
You know why you haven't got a clue? Because you are the weakest link.
Oh, it's Anne Robinson.
It is. Anne Robinson.
Anne Robinson. Oh, that's
talking
right, yeah.
To Parky.
She was very cutting and very good to watch at being cutting, to be fair, wasn't she?
Yeah. That was her thing. Oh, yeah.
She
was sort of like the female equivalent of Dan in Cork.
She'd
go for you.
Go through you.
Oh, through you.
Yeah. What makes... Are you an intelligent man? And you know, the questions were so in your face. And the proper... And she used to do the other show, the like Consumers' Rights Show and everything as well.
Remember that was before all that, wasn't it? Where she started.
I think that's
journal.
Why she ended up doing the quiz show, was because she was so notoriously cranky anyway.
Yeah.
When it comes to public service. Imagine, like, honestly, that was our thing, was shaming people who did bad service. Imagine, like, you even worked in a coffee shop and you seen her coming in and you go, Jesus Christ, this better be the best cappuccino we ever made in my life.
Plus, she dressed like she just come out of the Matrix.
That's true,
and
yeah.
The long black coat.
All the long black.
The Matrix or the Gestapo.
Yeah, she was like a red canoe. Wasn't she?
A red canoe.
Well, Canoe Reeves. Like.
Oh, Canoe Reeves.
She was like a red canoe walking around. So she was, coming in. With the big scary look on her face and the full black Jedi look.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, what age she now? She's getting on a little, I'd say.
Oh, she is.
She may well be in her 70s. She's 74.
Oh, 75. You're starting to get your mojo back all the same.
Starting.
Right, okay. What about, what will I give you now? What about Olivia Newton-John?
Oh, jeepers. From Greece.
Greece.
See, this is the thing with Olivia Newton-John. She's amazing. She's been around forever. She's an absolute legend in her field. She looks great, sounds great, is great. And that's the end of it. But I hate Greece so much, I just don't think I'd ever want to meet her. Like, it's just been this haunting...
No way!
It's been around my childhood forever, haunting us.
You didn't like the movie Greece?
Oh, jeepers. It's just so cheesy and ludicrous.
Exactly. It's a super...
Oh,
it's
no.
A romp through...
It is a romp. It's a bloody romp. Romping all over me childhood and me adult life. And the constant remakes and the constant, like, shows and stage shows.
Yeah, it's still on. I mean, it's on in the Bord Gáis and all that, isn't it?
There you go.
Nowadays.
What would it take to drag you into that?
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John, maybe. You go, she
was
there.
Yeah, if she was in it.
You know what I mean? All the naff songs. Summer's loving, heaven's of me. It's all jeepers. Yeah.
Hopelessly devoted to you.
Yeah. People loved it. They absolutely loved it.
Oh, it's a cracking old movie it is.
But Olivia Newton-John, another one who's getting on a bit.
Exactly,
yes.
Oh, we keeping up. Look
you
what you've done.
A little bit. You're making me tired having to think. I'm going to say she's 71.
Yes!
Yeah!
Well done. Right, okay.
Look at this. I
think I'll squeeze at least one more in before we have to take the old break or whatever. I'll tell you what we'll do, right? We'll go with...
Hit me with your best shot, Jimmy John.
I'll tell you, we'll go with him. I know, that would be too easy. I'll save that one because that could be the one that tips you over the edge. I'll save that one, right. Instead, I'll go for another singer, right?
Right.
Brian Ferry. Once upon a time regarded as like the coolest man in the music business.
Which one is he again?
You know Brian Ferry from Roxy Music.
Oh, right, yeah. I can't picture him. Isn't Roxy Music was a mad old setup altogether, was it?
Well, you know, he's kind of like this. He's really tall. Always wore kind of suits. His hair was always sort of like, you know, it's that sort of, what would you call it? On his head.
That's the worst clue now. Of all the clues you've ever given me, his hair was all kind of on his head. In other words, you're just telling me he didn't have a beard.
Effectively, he was clean. Yeah, very clean cut.
God, I can't.
Always
picture
that sort of. Seemed to like as though he always had a cigarette in his mouth. He was always sort of.
It's gas. I know the name so well.
Can you Google image him? Google image him.
Let's see what happens. Right, because this is because it could be onto something today.
He was regarded as Mr. Cool. I'm trying even to think of a song. Avalon. No, that. No.
Right, I have to do the images right. Hold on. Okay. Oh, I see him.
Right.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's another fella now. He's getting on.
He actually, yeah, he is getting on.
I got to say he's 68.
It's actually 74.
A ship in the harbour.
But I tell you, right, there's two to come. You've got one in the bag and there's two to come.
Right.
And I think they may be a good two for you. To be fair.
Are you sure he's that age? He looks a little bit younger there in this picture I have. Mind you.
Yeah, that could be from about 6 years ago or so.
Oh, sorry, that's 1970s.
Thatcher News and Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, John. 6:32. How are you today? Thursday, Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it in these parts.
I like the way you put that there. You know, you're on the way towards the weekend.
You better believe it. Mind you, of course, tinged with sadness because your stint with us will be coming to an end.
Of course.
Yes, it's ever creeping up, you know. Yeah.
I mean, what will we do without...
Tomorrow will be such sad, sweet, sorrowing passion and all that.
Like, how are we going to get over it? We never get that level of philosophy, do we, to PJ?
No, we don't, in fairness, no. Yeah. No, we just normally, it's just Tara giving out to us about something or whatever.
Like,
so
we've never had a Uruguayan, history lesson and all that.
Yeah,
I do believe
the discussion into the South American polemics of rugby and their integration into the rugby world. You know,
and I mean, nobody ever uses words like polemics and integration to us in the morning.
And yesterday, cannibalism indeed was brought into it. There you go.
Cannibalism, was that in Uruguay as well? Are they into that? Of course, that was the airplane thing.
Yeah.
1977, that was the Argentinians. But look at them now, they've thrived, you know. They've overcome their fondness for one another by actually embracing the game of rugby union and becoming quite good at it. In fact, they've joined the superpowers in the Southern Hemisphere. So,
wow.
You know? You see something.
That was so good.
I still don't know if we're talking about rugby or cannibalism.
Exactly. Yeah. I actually just feel slightly more intelligent having spoken to John.
Yeah.
That's the secret, really, isn't it?
Where did it all go wrong?
I don't know.
As soon as I brought in eating humans, I think it all went wrong from that point on. Everything up to that point was actually pretty good.
It was seamless. Yeah. It was a normal conversation. Then it started disintegrated into.
I don't know if cannibalism has been discussed as much on Irish media as it has in the last 2 days in this show.
It's better than what you get on offer elsewhere, let's be honest.
Well, fair point, John. There you go, DeBarge, the rhythm of the night. Donna Summer, this time I know it's for real. Just ahead of it, your Get Up and Go song for this Thursday here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, wherever you are, including Mexico.
Oh.
Look at that. Good morning from Mexico. Brilliant show.
Thank you very much, senor.
It's a pity the old Mexicans don't get asked about, for the JNLR.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, they don't go out that far, yeah.
The ratings would be great. That's Brian. Brian, I assume, must be on holiday.
Yeah, well...
In Mexico.
I think he's from Stony Batter. Looking at the previous messages he sent the show.
Exactly.
So I doubt that
he was holidaying in Stony Batter. And is originally from Mexico.
Then he's got back to Mexico and he's like, yo, I want to hear these boys. They just drive me crazy. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm guessing he's on his holidays. What a great place to be.
Thanks for the WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. We do get to read them all, even if we don't get an opportunity to read them out. Got a couple more birthdays we have to do. PJ is gunning for another day off. He's already got one in the bag. Olivia Newton-John, 71 today. Two more to have a try at.
I forgot we were still on the birthdays. Yeah.
Right. And this one is, I think this could be a big one for you because I'm actually going to give it to you.
Right.
In fact, I'm not going to give it to you yet because I think you'll know it anyway.
Yeah, what are you talking
about? Because he
was
in this studio, right?
That doesn't mean that.
And we discussed his age in this studio, right? It was very significant because he was over here. He was doing a little tour or whatever. Ricky Tomlinson. Of royal family fame.
Oh, sugar.
And we discussed... His age was a big part of the conversation.
It was.
Right?
He's over 70.
He certainly is. Now, the thing about it is...
He's 80.
Yes!
Oh, I remember now. I don't know how I remember. I think he was harping on about being...
Well, we couldn't believe it because we thought he was in... To be fair to him, he didn't look 80.
He didn't look 80.
Well, he wasn't. He was 79.
But more importantly...
But he was talking about going to be 80. That's what it was.
That's right. Oh, my God. That means we're on the line here.
It means
the mojo is back and we're back with a shot on goal.
It means...
It's a penalty for PJ against Classic Hits for a day off. And by the way, I've used all my holidays, so I could really bloody use this day off. So that would be amazing. So thank you, Mr. Ricky Tomlinson. Another bit of good you've put into the world.
Right. So here we go then. For that day off, here it is. Your final shot.
Oh, it's a one-shot.
It's a one-shot deal.
Right.
It's like the start of a movie. One man. One guess. One day off.
Who have you got for me?
Tennis superstar.
Oh, fire. It's not looking good.
It is. I was waiting to hear who it is.
Back in the day, man.
No. Serena Williams.
Oh!
See? See? Oh! Very current. Very current.
Which one's older, Serena or Venus? Don't know.
I think Venus is the older one.
See, I'm not good enough on me tennis.
I think Venus is the older one, Serena is the better one.
And which one are we talking about now?
Serena, the better one.
Right. Oh, God. Right, I know she's getting on a bit, right? Because didn't she get beat in Wimbledon this year by a young'un? And that was the whole thing. Wasn't that a big deal? Am I
Did
right?
She? I'm not. I don't think really she was.
I think she played a young
one. He's getting excited. I think he's on a trend
and
here.
And she was doing her thing. So that means she's still in her 30s. She has to be still in her 30s. And I think she might be knocking on the latter end of her 30s. Because when you start getting bet by young ones.
Yeah.
When you were previously unbeatable.
Yeah.
And you're the queen of tennis. Oh, jeepers, Jim. This is tough. She's 38 years old.
38 you're going for.
No, you know what I mean? I think I should be in with her. Yeah. She's 38 years old. Dear God, man, you're killing me here. Yeah! Yeah! Yes!
Yes, she
yes!
is!
Yes!
38 years old.
Back of the net. See you later. I'm out of here. Oh, I needed that so much. I've never needed a day off so much in my life.
38 years of age, Serena Williams is today.
Oh, such a jammy.
Olivia Newton-John, Serena Williams, and Ricky Tomlinson.
Yes,
what a trio that is.
That doesn't deserve to be the champion. That's what I'm like. You'll never stop me now. Oh, you gotta save that up for when you need me the most.
Prince 1999 here at Classic Hits, 11 minutes past 7. Thanks for hanging out with us and waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's Friday's Eve, Thursday, 26th of September. Hopefully you're in good form. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to get us on WhatsApp. But this next story, though, has PJ and myself, well, kind of a little bit out of our depth, really, doesn't it? It's kind of...
I know, but it's great crack, isn't it?
Because, you know, obviously here in Classic Hits, we deal in the classics, you know? And I don't know that this lady necessarily falls into it yet.
Well,
although I suppose it depends on your age, really.
She does seem really sound. I mean, she's just been... Oh, I'm not going down that road, but she seems really sound. But pop superstar Ariana Grande, she showed, apparently, I love the way they put this, showed she was in the party mood in Dublin as she visited a hardware shop to buy a piñata. So in the most really weird turn of events, Ariana Grande was spotted in a hardware shop in Crumlin. In Dublin yesterday.
I mean, that is the most surreal thing.
It is.
Like, you've ever heard.
What was it? Was it your man Drake? Was that the fella you were talking about? Drake was seen in Tala.
Right.
Remember when he was over? He was over
getting
in Tala.
Getting a burger or something.
What was it? He was getting a bit of food. And then in rocking around the square. And then before that, we had Kanye West and Kim Kardashian rocking over to the cinema in Portlaoise. Do you remember that?
Portlaoise?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And now we have Ariana Grande rocking around a hardware shop.
Way back. Did Michael Jackson do something weird like that? Go to a cinema in some sort of really strange place?
Jeez, I don't know.
Mullingar or something.
Ah, would you stop? Should there be a statue and all of it? Not all.
But I mean, look, we don't know an awful lot about Ariana Grande.
Right.
PJ myself, but we do know that she is a
megastar.
Superstar.
She's an absolute
millions
megastar.
Of followers and all that sort of stuff.
So she turns up yesterday, right, in Expert Hardware Shop, right?
Expert Hardware Shop
in Crumlin. And she's, she's doing her thing. So it's grainy CCTV footage is going around of the shop. So she was wearing a white fur coat.
Well, I mean, who doesn't wear a white fur coat when you're going to a hardware shop?
In Crumlin. The only other person with a white fur coat in Crumlin is that other tramp, McGregor. That's it. That's the only person. You know what I mean?
Maybe she thought that was de rigueur for Crumlin.
It's all facey, punchy, trampy, or someone like Ariana Grande. Who seems to have a bit of class.
Maybe that's why she went to Crumlin. She thought, well, you know, if Conor McGregor hangs out there. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's the posh part.
She wouldn't be hanging out with that scumbag. Will you stop? No, she wouldn't. She seems great. She's sound.
And a hardware shop.
Yeah, and she's in a white fur coat. She goes in. So your man's she goes into the shop and your man says he hadn't really got a clue what was going on. He just noticed a woman walk around in a white fur coat. And he says, to be honest with you, that's pretty rare around these places, he says.
Yeah. Right?
And then he noticed there was a bit of a sort of a kerfuffle at the door and he started to think, right, okay, something strange is happening here.
She's obviously using the fur coat to steal things, stash them.
Well, with an audience like that, you'd be thinking, where are you going to stash your nails and hammers and all anyway, I suppose. But, you know, you wouldn't know. So he noticed a bit of kerfuffle and commotion and then he noticed a few people started to come around the doors and peeping in the windows and the whole lot. And this American lady, he says, then went up to the counter and goes, how much is that? And she pointed at the pinata. And he says, that's $17.99. And she said, 17.
I mean, can I just point out that I'm genuinely a little bit surprised that a hardware shop in Crumlin, in Ireland anywhere, has
sells
a pinata.
Yeah, I know. Normally, my only experience of a hardware shop is something breaks in the house and I bring it in and I go, do you have any of them?
Yeah.
And then he goes, yes. And I go, can I have one of them, please?
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, but no, but they come in boxes of 144.
Yes, so how much is it for one of them?
Yeah, I only need one.
Yeah,
do we sell them by the ground?
And in fairness, the good hardware shops, they go, yeah, you don't want to have a but not here. I might have something for you on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, they have an old tub of crap.
If you want to go out into the yard and look around.
The old tub of crap, then they point in and they give you one of the, they help you then to get something out of the tub of crap.
Wow, so a piñata.
Yeah, so $17.99, he goes, and she says, $70? And he goes, no, about $18, he says. And then she took out a wad of 50s in her hand, and she paid for the one with one of the 50s.
Wow.
And that Did she is leave the a tip? Story. No. Who tips in a hardware shop? Are you mad?
Yeah, but if you're Ariana Grande.
You don't tip in a hardware. Your man wouldn't know what to do with a tip in a hardware shop. He'd be there and go, he'd be like, do you know that's a whole, you get a whole packet of washers for that? And she'd go, what? It would just be confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
It would just be confusing. So yeah, so there you go. So she got a pinata, she hit the road. Your man has his 50 quid, or is it 18, so, 17 quid?
It kind of does beg the question as to who is kind of looking after the schedule and the kind of the programme of events, if you want, for these celebrities coming in. So what did you say? Kanye in Portlaoise.
Kanye and
Kim Kardashian
in Portlaoise.
Drake
rocking
in the square in Tala.
Yeah.
Now we have Ariana Grande
rocking in the hardware shop in Crumlin. Yeah.
Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, are they saying, Shay, show me the sights? What do I need to see?
Or is there? Did she arrive in Dublin and Dublin's just too laid back? And she goes, do you know anywhere I could get a piñata? Basically saying, could you go and get me a piñata?
Yeah.
And goes, yeah, your man Harry over there has them.
I'll tell you why.
He has them over there.
There's an expert in Crumlin.
Yeah, go over there, ask him. Tell him Jerry sent you. Yeah. Well, yeah, go on. You might want to put a better jacket on.
Because that's a good point you make. I mean, when you're Ariana Grande, you imagine, or at least we imagine that if you're Ariana Grande, that you just send somebody. You say,
course,
listen,
yeah.
I'm going to need a white room and I'm going to need a pinata.
All this nonsense that you meet. Oh my God.
And then now she's rocked out in her fur coat and bought her own.
She's very down to earth. She seems very sound, very
That's
nice
incredible.
Young one.
I wonder, is there any, are we missing any? Is there any other sort of famous celebs that have rocked up in unusual spots?
If
they haven't been hanging out in their 5-star hotel.
Or has anyone ever met some big, big celebrity in some real regular space around Ireland? That'd be interesting to know.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if you're in a Dare Manor and you meet Liam Neeson, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
That's just kind of course you did.
Well, yeah, but if you're in Woody's in Lucan and...
Yeah, if you're in McDonald's out in Coolock or something, and then, you know, I don't know, Clint Eastwood dropped in or something. Do you know what I mean? That'd be mad.
It would be.
You'd love to hear stories like that.
If you got one for us, 087-188-0008, if you, you know...
I did see Sinead O'Connor and Eddie Rockets years ago. And I even, I did that, I went, all right.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not a great story, is it?
Yeah, as anecdotes go, it's not amazing.
I'm just trying to join in the fun, that's all. I feel left out now. You know what I mean? I'm asking other people
for their stories.
And
to be fair, it'll be a struggle. I can't imagine there'll be anything as extreme as Kanye and Kim and Portlaoise and Ariana Grande in a hardware shop in Crumlin. But you never know. 087-188-0008.
You were on your way out there, I know, but you see Irish celebrities everywhere. It doesn't count really.
Well, no, not really, you see. Not really. Like, I mean, sure, look at you. I see you in here every blooming day. Even whether I want to or not, is the gas thing.
People are sick of me, man.
Source, you got the love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 21 minutes past 7. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. And I wasn't a million miles away, PJ. Somebody has confirmed Michael Jackson lived in Moat in Westmeath.
He lived there.
And brought his children to the local cinema. I knew there was a Westmeath-y kind of thing. So
well,
thank you for
I
that.
Never knew that. No, yeah. That's news to me.
And there's a few other ones in. Hang on a second. Let me see. In fact, there's a blooming load of them in now. Somebody was saying Britney Spears was in the Pavilions.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
According to Katie in Dublin.
Oh, and there's one that Mike told us about. Justin Bieber rocking around Maynooth.
Was that about?
Remember, he was in Maynooth, and I don't know, he stayed out that way, and he was went in for a...
Playing basketball, apparently.
Right, but he went for something to eat in the place that Mike went to, do you remember? And he was sitting down, and he was having something to eat, and they obviously took a real sneaky photo of him, because they didn't want to bother him. And then they framed it and put it up on the wall when he was gone. So like, it was a real sort of sneaky photo of Justin Bieber having a pizza or something. Sitting on a wall. Yeah, that's
somebody
right.
Somebody saying, I met Tom Hanks on Curacloe Beach years ago.
Oh, that's fair. Now, that's a class one there.
Mexican.
I hope you shouted, Wilson! It's the one chance you get to do it. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know if this counts. A bit like what you were saying about Irish celebrity. Somebody says, I met Colin Farrell in Abracababra in Donnybrook.
I think that, yeah, because he's gone.
I suppose he is proper
A-lister.
He's
in the mega lands of... He's in like, the A-lister.
In other words, it's better than this one here, which says, I met Mattress Mick in a Costa Coffee.
Yeah, and then he says I needed to lie down after. Like, yeah, we know you're not... You know, that's... Yeah, Mattress Mick is a legend. An absolute legend. A great man. Where he's the only celebrity mattress salesman in the world. Of
Correct.
Course, we love Mattress Mick, but let's face it. He's not exactly walking the red carpet.
It's not Ariana Grande.
His ads aren't going to win Oscars. Let's put it that way.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, of course. That was the other big one, wasn't it? They were in the playground at the Phoenix
Park.
Oh,
that's right. And Adele in Mountjoy Square. Adele took her kids to the little playground in Mountjoy Square.
There you go.
There's another one.
That's not
now
bad
they're
at all.
I'm remembering them all now.
Of course, a load of people talking about that famous celebrity who lives in Dunleary.
Well, there's a lot of them now.
You know, look at that. The world famous PJ Gallagher. Look at that. He was sending that in. Was seen around Cork a few times. I was in Dunleary and met that mad whore PJ Gallagher. There's a load of them coming in.
See, there you go. You see, like, it doesn't count because I'm, for a start, not very far from being an A-list celebrity, and for seconds I'm just always walking around.
Yeah,
it doesn't really, you know what I mean, it's not like, it's not the same. Like, meeting Bono in Dunleary is still a big deal, you'd imagine, right?
Yeah,
because he's proper top of the food chain real celebrity, you know
right.
what I mean. But if you have a Leap card, this is my thing, if you have a Leap card, you're not a celebrity. That's, I always say that. I have a
You might be a very down-to-earth celebrity.
I get to dart into town every so often. I'm definitely not a celebrity. That's just the way it is. It's not the real thing.
Kim and Kanye spent part of their honeymoon in Ballyfin House Hotel, which is around 5 miles from Portlaoise. They booked, and then they booked out the cinema for themselves on that day.
Oh, I thought they just went in with everybody else. I didn't know they booked the whole thing for themselves. That's a different thing then. They're not that kind of wrecks
the story.
I know,
but still, like, it's still Portlaoise, and it's still Kanye and Kim.
Ah, wrecks the story. Booking it out all for yourself, it's not the normal way you do
it. My God, there's a few of them, though, in fairness now. That's a good old haul of people when you think about it.
It is, yeah. It is.
Adele, Justin Bieber, Tom Hanks...
There's
Kim
someone,
and Kanye.
Someone met a fella, met Metallica in Vaughan's pub in County Clare, Liscannor. Look at that.
The whole band.
That's some going. Yeah, they obviously went in for a row or whatever. I don't think they really get on, do they? So there you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And somebody, I should have known these. Of course, this is bound to happen. Met Tiger Woods in Waterville in County Kerry 17 years ago. Of course, when the big golfers, the big sportsmen come over, you're going to, or sports people rather. Come over, I suppose you're bound to encounter them around the place, aren't you?
So that's it, yeah, aren't you?
Proper A-listers. Anyway, 087-188-0008. We got Orlando Agogo, your chance to qualify on the way in about 15 minutes. And don't forget about the hit bit. If you want to get involved, let us know that you want to play. As I say, WhatsApp, do it for free, 087-188-0008.
It's time to play Orlando Agogo. With touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando.
Right, here we go. Let's see if we can get somebody into the draw, because tomorrow, of course, is the big day. Tomorrow is when PJ and myself will make that call. Somebody is going to hear that they have just won themselves a family holiday. 10 unbelievable nights in Orlando. We're throwing in the tickets to the Orlando Magic basketball game. Of course, while you're there, it is literally the theme park capital of the world. Great shopping, great other sort of entertainment and attractions. incredible family holiday, and you could be winning it tomorrow morning. But you've got to get into that draw.
You got to get into the draw. So let's try and have another go and get someone in. I give clues. You tell me who they're about. You just can't say pass. That's the only problem. So Elaine, Nolan in Dublin, how are you getting on, Elaine?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks a million. Yeah. Y'all good for this? How are you on Celebrities?
Kind of okay. I have a bit of a troop here helping me.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, yeah, where are you? You still at home, Elaine? Are you in the job yet, or what's going on?
I'm actually in the HR office at work.
Oh, very good.
Excellent.
Well, this is it's about right for human resources.
I was
to
just
going
to say, you can call on all human resources to help you out with this. So we got 40 seconds. 40 seconds. Hopefully, we'll get kind of in the 8 or 9 neck of the woods. Or thereabouts, if we possibly can. Unfortunately, you can't say pass. But anyway, right, good to go, Elaine.
Yeah, we'll try.
Best of luck, here we go.
She's a black-haired actress in Smallville and Desperate Housewives.
Ebola Gary?
No, it's the other one. She was in the Superman one.
Yeah.
Carrie Hatcher.
Yes, she's the lead singer of the Bangles. Manic Monday.
Sounds like David Hassel.
Oh God,
is that
no!
Is that Hassel?
No, it's.
Is that Hassel?
Yes. Okay. Oh God, she's played Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Melissa Hart.
I'll give you that. She was a long lost host of Big Brother. She was host of Big Brother for years. Yes, I'm going to give you that. I heard it in the background.
Right.
Jeepers, you're making me sweat there for you.
They were too hard today.
They were kind of tougher today.
Do you think so?
I think so, yeah. Like, compared to when you had the singers and stuff, they were a bit tougher today now, to
be
fair.
Do you think so, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I can only deal with the list I have in front of me.
I'm so sorry. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry about that.
But listen, I tell you what, you got 4, Elaine, right? Not sure, to be honest, whether our 4 will be good enough. It just depends how the list goes. It was tough for us this morning. Who knows what it'll be like with Niall Boylan and with Damien Farrelly later on. It may be good enough, Elaine. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Right, okay.
Thanks for playing, Elaine. Best of luck with it.
All right.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
She's not a bit happy with us now.
No.
She's not a bit happy with us.
She feels she's been dealt a bad hand.
Do you think they were harder, yeah?
I thought they were harder, I have to say. Yeah. Like lead singer of the Bangles and stuff, yeah, I thought they were harder.
See, I suppose just because I was in love with Susanna Hoffs growing up, I suppose I assume everybody else was.
Anyway, 4 is the score to beat. Next chance to play with Niall Boylan.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. So there you go, €780, what it is in the classic hit bit this morning. All for you, of course, if you can just tell us what bit of a hit is this classic hit bit. And then we give it all the money. All of the money we give it to you.
All of the money.
So first up this morning is going to be Dave in Dublin. How are you, Dave?
That's fine, lad, Harry.
All right, yeah, not so bad. How are you getting on?
Yeah, not well.
What are you working at? Are we allowed to know?
A bus driver, sorry.
All right. Sounds like you're talking through a sock over the phone to hide your identity there.
That's why I thought he said drug dealer.
Yeah. Right, so we'd love to give you some cash this morning, Dave. What do you think it is?
Christina Aguilera. Can't hold it down.
Christina Aguilera. Right, so.
And what's the song called?
I think it's called.
It's called Can't Hold Us Down, the slow one.
Oh, Can't Hold Us Down.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, I tell you what, I wish this was right, lads. I mean, if I had a genie in a bottle, my first wish would be that this is right, but it's wrong.
Sorry about that, Dave.
Dave's out there getting a great laugh out of there.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Dave, safe driving. Good to talk to you, man. Take care.
There you go. It's much safer driving without a sock in your mouth, Dave. Hopefully you can get that removed.
Yeah. And try and pack in the drug dealing as well.
So there you go. So Emma is in Leash. How are you, Emma?
Hi, guys.
Oh, you're much clearer this morning. How are you getting on?
I'm great, thank you, guys.
Yeah, Graham, thank you very much. Not so bad, actually. Even Jim got a bit of sleep in.
Oh, I tell you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I tell you something, I'm refreshed.
I tell you, he's a new man. You want to see all the lines in his face have disappeared. I think he's going to start growing hair and everything now.
Ah, steady on.
Yeah.
Anyway, Emma, what are you going for? Take the money.
Sugar Babes Round Round.
Right, okay.
Sugar Babes.
Jim.
Yeah.
Push the button.
Oh,
very good.
Sorry about that.
Very good.
Sorry about that, Emma.
Right, Emma, listen, keep at it. Don't give up on it. Have a good day.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Not bad at all. I tell you something. I wonder, would they be good enough for a little story that we have on the way after 8 o'clock?
Magical
Michael will be joining us back in studio after 8 o'clock.
We need you back here. We'll have to ask him.
He's going to be like, our human experiment of sorts.
Yeah, we'll see.
Our Magic Mike. Anyway, in the meantime, of course, you can have another crack at the Hit Bit. You can check it out on classichits.ie. Of course, you can listen to all the previous guesses.
Yeah, the winner unfortunately isn't Clear as Day Emma or Stock and Mount Dave, but at 20 to 5 David Farry will give two other people a shot at the old classic hit.
Stock and Mount Dave.
Stock and Mouth.
That's a bit harsh.
Well, you sound like he did sound like a stock in his mouth.
Maybe not as harsh as me calling him a drug dealer. But
I know, yeah. All he had was a bad phone line. Look what we're after doing to his character. Terrible, so it is.
Anyway, listen, breakfast table quiz on the way after 8 o'clock. And as I say, Magic Mike is going to be joining us back in studio because it appears he has a bit of an advantage over PJ and myself when it comes to the ladies.
Yeah, it's always one particular one.
Yeah, Backstreet's back, everybody. The Backstreet Boys here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 8:10. Good to have you along, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Magical Mike has joined us in studio once again because, as you know, well, if you were with us literally, I'd say about, 15 minutes ago, Mike was in with us and he was doing his puns.
He does them every morning the same day on the old Hit Bit. He goes out there and...
We should point out as well that, like, Mike, in the past, right, we've done little experiments where, say, for example, the time that we all tried to get on that dating website.
Yeah.
That was meant to be for beautiful people.
Dear God, remember, and we all got rejected.
Everybody failed. Except...
Mike.
How you doing?
I failed really bad at that. Remember, I did... Hey. Remember, my whole line was red the entire time.
it raises you, didn't it?
As to how
good you were progressing.
It didn't just pass your failure. It rates you all the time to see how close you are.
And we didn't even rate.
You did.
But Mike
you
got
rated.
On.
You rated. You were all right.
I had a brief skirting with it.
Yeah, I was red. I never got a vote. Like, nobody wanted me on The Beautiful People. Nobody.
Anyway, Mike was the only one to get on, right? So there, straight away, look at that. He's got an advantage with the ladies.
It's long been known, let's be honest, that if you're funny, you have a better chance at meeting or talking someone from the other half into some mammy and daddy time, right? It's long been known that seduction, and a big part of seduction and meeting people and all of that has been down to a sense of humour, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What we didn't know was it was actually relative to what type of sense of humour you have.
Yes.
Right? So they've done a new study, and these scientists have researched 1,500 subscribers to identify the 6 very different styles of sense of humour that you might be into.
Right.
And what do you know? Well, look, I almost don't want to do the story because I'm going to inflate Mr. Bighead
over
there.
Say it, PJ. What is it?
Well, number 2, I just like to put myself into this category, so I wasn't too far off with toilet humour.
toilet
humour is number 2.
It's the second most popular humour.
Dirty jokes and all of that sort of crack.
Wow.
Oh, hold on, I read it wrong. Toilet humour was the least. Oh, God, 12%. Right, I read it wrong. So I'm the least again.
Great.
Once again, I managed to finish last in the seduction stakes. Number 1, though, wordplay, otherwise known... as puns.
Yes! Oh my God.
And the king of puns, Mr. Punshine himself, is here.
Should ask me other half about that. She's sick of me puns, so I'd say she'd probably
disagree with it anyway. Punning all day?
Yeah, I pretty much do, yeah. Yeah. Right. I had a cracker recently, actually. And it got a good laugh as well.
If I do say so, yeah.
my sister-in-law's little fella was... it was when he was a little bit younger and he was chewing like a toy train.
Yeah.
And I said, stop that. He shouldn't be chewing that. I'll tell you something, lads.
That was very good.
It went down the street.
That's not bad, yeah.
That is actually clever.
The doorbell rang, a lot of women red.
I mean, obviously, we have to be... now that you're a married man with children and all that sort of stuff, obviously all of that is behind you.
Yeah.
But so when you were growing up, Mike, did the puns, was it always a gift you had?
Since we're talking about my life, going all the way back, I can't particularly remember. But I think it only just started here, to be honest with you. when I was put under pressure to do stuff here. God. So I sort of I developed
You missed a great opportunity in your life, Michael.
If I'd known that, it would have been going around the nightclub giving
and
puns.
And your other half, did she actually find your puns very funny at the start and now it's just worn her down like erosion on a rock?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, they get annoying after a while, you know, as you can well imagine after 3 years of this.
So is that how you wooed the lovely Sinead, yeah?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. A couple of puns, actually, yeah. Yeah, I can't remember one.
She's literally going to text him, though. You must be joking.
Yeah, I'd love to know what they were. Wouldn't you love to know, Mike, when he was all dressed up on his date with his little dicky bow and all, turning up for his first few days.
A dicky bow on a date.
Yeah,
he went to the cinema to see Intermission.
Did it spin around? Yes. And everything?
Squirt water and everything.
Right, so you better get... look, so the thing about it is, Mike, right, there's obviously a lot of people out there who potentially might be looking for love, right?
No problem.
So you're going to have to take on the mantle of the love, Doctor, and give us some sort of, like, you know, pun...
Yeah,
well, love puns.
Well, here's what we'll do, right?
Love puns. We're gonna help. My God, we've hit a new low. We're gonna this is brilliant, this is. Love puns, amazing.
We have hit a new low.
This is great.
Switch the lights off, boys.
Oh, dear.
Actually, no, don't. The sensor thing, we can't do that. Right, here we go. Are you ready?
Should I give you some appropriate love music
yes,
or something?
Please.
Right?
Oh, yes,
right.
Please.
Let's see if I can find something kind of okay. like...
This is gonna help the nation, by the way. Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, yeah, I like
oh,
that
jeepers.
One.
Just don't start doing the dirty L one. That's all this is going on.
Give me a love pun. I love a pun and bit of butter on a pun.
Right, here we go. These are chat up lines.
Okay.
They're pun chat up lines.
Excellent, right.
Use
here
these,
we go.
Right?
Here we go.
No copyright in these, everyone. Are you French? Because I fell for you. Eiffel.
Oh, gee. That's so much worse than I expected. Now, I was bracing myself.
Wait.
That was so much worse than
if you have to explain it.
Imagine having to explain a chat-up line. Imagine that's really going to get you.
Brace yourself. This is also a bit of toilet humour, right? I don't know when you'd ever use this. My love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in. I know, we're on the edge there, lads.
Oh, my God.
We're talking about the old letters again.
Combine two of the whatever they were, top six. You've got toilet humour and... pun
exactly.
The all encompassing. Who wouldn't fall for that?
Oh yeah.
If you were a chicken, you'd be impeccable. PJ likes that one. Look at him. Can't wait to come over.
That's silly. I like it.
Here's one for the modern day kids. Are you from Starbucks? Because I like you a latte.
That's so bad.
Do you like science? Because I've got my eye on you. That's one for the more intelligent.
Ion. Oh, that's very
that's
clever.
The more clever couplings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't into that.
I know this is going to sound cheesy, but I think you're the greatest.
Great.
Smart.
And in fairness, it was the cheesiest of the lot so far. Like, you know what I mean? I'll give you that.
If you were a triangle, you'd be a cute one.
Come on.
They are good.
That's not bad.
I found a really weird one, right? And I'll give you this as the last. I don't know when you... This is a stretch now. Are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work, but this is this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out. When would you ever use
that's
that?
Amazing.
Oh my God, the most complicated one
that's
ever.
That's amazing. I know. I love that.
Do you want one more?
Yeah.
It's more the American style, right? That's how all the kids are talking now. Are you a beaver? Because damn! All right, it's getting too hot in here, lads.
God almighty.
Now look what you've done. Now you've started people off.
That's so
Eddie
silly.
And Glass Nevins went on to say, are you from the West Indies? Because you're Jamaican me crazy.
Oh my God,
these are so bad. They're fantastic. That's the thing. They're actually so terrible. They're so enjoyable.
Yeah. I didn't think you could get a pun into a chat up line, but that's...
You can,
they're very impressive, Michael.
Those very unusual ones, though. And very specific ones, like the Jamaican one. There's another one. Are you Israeli? Because you Israeli hot.
See, this is the thing about these puns. I understand being talked into bed with a pun, because they're so bad, they make you tired.
What if you meet an Israeli
They actually
woman?
Make you tired. You're there, I need to lie down. What about my place? I don't care. I just need to lie down.
I have to say, I enjoyed that more than I thought I would.
Yeah!
Queen, I want to break free at, 22 minutes past 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, September 26th. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008 is always on WhatsApp. They're still coming in after Mike's love puns. Mick's been on to say, do you like cheese? And that's good, because I'm an easy single.
Oh, for God's sake. This is the thing now. We've opened the floodgates, haven't we? We've opened the floodgates. This is going to be going on for hours now.
Absolutely, yeah. They'll be all at it. They'll be all at it. Anyway, 087-188-0008. If you do want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you, still to come, of course, we got the breakfast table quiz, which is great this week because everybody wins. You don't have to take the top prize. There is a top prize. But just for coming on with us, we'll give you a chance to win. It's all courtesy of... let me just find it here. Yes, indeed. It's the Great National South Court... Hotel.
And it is a mouthful. You want to get it right, in fairness to you.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Yeah, it's 11. Is it 10 or 11? One of those, anyway. I'll check that for you. It's a beat in the breakfast table quiz. So it's still there for the taking. It is a pretty beat. It's a beatable, a good but a beatable score, yeah.
Yeah. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you fancy having a go at it. Justin Timberlake can rock your body here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. Almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. By the way, thanks as well to Dan 2.0. Dan from Newtown Shandrum.
Newtown Shandrum, yeah.
He's sent us in a WhatsApp of a 22-ounce T-bone steak.
Oh, he did. Look at that. Look at the size of that. Oh, my God.
My delectation. It does look pretty damn amazing.
The chips look like they're like salt. That's how big that steak is.
And by the way, actually, speaking of WhatsApp, thanks for that, Dan. But speaking of WhatsApp, apparently there's a very specific... kind of set of rules that you should employ if you're in one of these. You know the way, like we have a little WhatsApp group, yourself and Mike have a little breakfast one for our kind of little dealings, and generally people have loads of it. You probably have one for it. Well, you have an RNLI one. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
And you probably, there's probably
couple
others.
Of them, yeah. Well, there's millions of them. Oh my God, you can't do anything without someone setting up a group now. Sure, what are you on about? Do you want to go for a burger on the weekend? Yeah, grand. Maybe Ronnie go. Yeah, grand. Okay. Next thing. Burger group. Oh, jeez. Yeah, did you have to set up a group? We knew where we were going. And then it's like, so what burger are we getting? Oh, you just before you went, right, we just go to the place in the corner. Now you can't do it. You want to go to movies this weekend? Yeah, grand.
The cinema gang.
Oh, jeez. it's just never ending. Being recruited into groups that you don't want to be a part of, and there's so many of them.
That's the other thing about it is you have very little control over. I know you can leave once you're in it, but people can add you. You know what I mean?
Without even asking you. And then you have to be, and then you leave, and then you know as soon as you leave, everyone's going.
Exactly, it's going straight onto the group.
What happened there? Somebody got their knickers in a knot,
and then you get joined to the knickers in a knot group. You know. So it's all of these things.
You get signed up to the X cinema gang group.
Yeah. The post burger gang. it's so annoying. But now it's getting even harder because Debrett's apparently, you know, these etiquette experts.
Right.
Remember we had an etiquette expert
in here,
telling us how to eat and chat and behave in other people's houses. Blah 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 blah. Well, now etiquette experts have taken on the mantle and they've decided this is how to behave in a WhatsApp group.
Right.
So WhatsApp groups are such a part of society now. There's an actual etiquette attached.
Right. So listen up, people.
So, the guide was created using research... who cares how it was created? I don't care. That's rude, isn't it? Sorry, I do care. I'm just not reading it. Right, so, they say one-word answers and messages or a single emoji is very rude. It looks curt and it might appear to make you look too busy or uninterested to talk to the other person. Well, obviously, that's the whole point of it. Isn't that the whole point of it?
Minimising interaction.
Minimising interaction to its most minuscule scale. Anyway, apparently that's very rude, very curt. So there you go. You should also avoid sending multiple messages all at once. So I do this. This is how I text, basically. How are you? Bing, send. Jim, what's the story? You're not going to believe what's about to happen. Bing. Are you watching the match? Jays. Bing.
Yeah.
So anyway, right? Bing. I was walking down the road. Bing. And then you're not going to believe I'm after bumping into. Guess. Bing. Yeah, it was. Yeah. I send them all.
They all come with separate messages.
Yeah. I keep doing that all the time.
Is it by accident or
I'm doing it on purpose. That's like, it's easier.
Right.
Instead of like having to go over and look at, look back at bleeding paragraphs, so just send it to you as I'm making it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what, because otherwise
I'm not making you a dinner.
All you get at the top of the group is PJ is typing. for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then stop, and then start, and then stop, and then start. So I just keep sending them. So she says it's very unfair and it's very unjust. If somebody leaves their phone unattended for a few minutes only to return to 27 new messages, they get very excited and then realise it was just something that could have been put into one message. Outrageous. So please send your thoughts over.
Talk
just
about
one
first
message.
World problems, huh?
Yeah, well, etiquette is a first world problem, isn't it?
Yeah, suppose, yeah.
Some people are working hard for a bowl of rice with a gun pointed at their head, and here's us giving out about eating porridge the wrong way. You know what I mean? Yeah. These are all first world problems. Other big mistakes you might end up making include gossiping about other people who may have left the group. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, we're into the ex-knickers in a knot group.
And ghosting people. So basically ignoring people, you know, especially if you've been dating them. You know the way you've been on a few dates or whatever? And then they go,
so
you're
that's
out next
called
week.
Ghosting.
Yeah, and you just disappear. You just never answer again.
Wow.
Ghosting, you just like you're just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ghosting people.
Hiding, yeah.
Says if you're dating someone, in fairness, he says you should pick up the phone and ring them instead of just disappearing. I don't know, disappearing's just a lot easier for everybody involved. Like, yeah. You know, you just like, yeah, one day.
Because that way
gone.
Then they can, you know, they can sort of make up their own version of what happened. And you're giving them that freedom. You know
and you
I mean?
Don't and you don't have to do the whole come here.
It's know, not it's not me, it's
I
you.
I don't know. Yeah. It's definitely not me.
Yeah.
Because I'm staying with me.
Yeah. Like yeah.
So it seems to have something to do with you and
this relationship is only big enough for one of us.
Yeah, and you don't have to tell
it's
lies.
Be me.
Like, you know, oh we're better off as friends when you really don't want to be friends.
Actually that'd be your worst nightmare if somebody said to you, look at PJ. I mean, you're great and all,
this
but
has happened.
Let's be friends.
This
oh,
has
no,
happened.
Just don't. No,
this
don't
has
be
happened.
Friends.
This has happened.
Literally, I don't.
I've
like
literally
friends.
Had this exact. I had a girl broke up with me, and she was saying, "Listen, I just think we were friends, and we let it go too far, and we're better off as friends."
As friends.
And I lost it. I was like, "We have never been friends. We have never been friends.
Don't ever call round.
I was never. You are. We are not coming in contact after this. I got friends I'm worried sick about. I got friends I don't like." I got friends that like I am avoiding all you. Yeah. You want to join that group? No, you don't belong in that group. We are not friends.
If you'd have been a friend, I never would have gone out with you.
You are my romantic interest. Now I have to deal with accepting that I'm on my own here. Stop calling me your friend. Yeah. I don't want to be your friend.
Exactly. Don't rub salt in by then suddenly becoming a friend.
I say,
for God's
the
sake.
Last thing I need is friends, right? Now, because of you breaking up with me, I have to deal with the horrible reality that my friends are going to be calling me, asking me if I'm all right.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So whatever sort of food or dining experience you're in the mood for, you'll find it at the Great National South Court Hotel in Limerick. They've got all sorts there, everything from the coffee house serving Starbucks. You've got the award-winning curry house. You've got off-the-bone gastro pub with their extensive menu of amazing Irish Angus steaks and prime ribs cooked in their authentic Josper oven. Did we ever get to the bottom of what a Josper oven is?
I didn't, no. I haven't a clue what a Josper oven is. In a way, I don't want to, because in my head, it's so fantastic. The reality will only let it down.
It's a magical machine. Mm. Anyway, the prize today, because they've given us different sort of dining prizes every day, right? And today's one, just for playing, is your chance to enjoy a delicious T-bone steak with all the trimmings at the off-the-bone gastro pub at the Great National South Court Hotel. If you want to check out more, southcourthotel.com is the website.
Yeah, so there you go. 11 the score to beat in the Breakfast Table Quiz. So 12 or more, and you'll be in a very strong place to hold on. So it's going to be Mary O'Rourke and Kildare playing this morning. Hiya, Mary.
Hi, BJ. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. How are you getting on?
Ask Jeremy Mork, so.
Right, so are you allowed to tell us what work is or anything?
Pardon?
Are you allowed to tell us what the work is?
I work in the best electrical company in Ireland.
Right. Okay.
Right Tech Electrical.
Well done.
I thought you were going to keep it a secret.
I thought she was going to leave us hanging there.
Yeah.
Not get the plug in. Anyway, listen, Mary, we have to say well done to you straight away. You've just won that delicious T-bone steak with all the trimmings at the off-the-bone gastro pub at the Great National South Court Hotel. That's yours, just for getting on. And, of course, if you can manage to win this, we'll upgrade it to a two-night gourmet dining break for you, right?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
It sounds delicious, all right. Okay, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. You ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Brilliant. Here we go.
Exterminate, exterminate is a common phrase by what creatures in Doctor Who?
Dalek.
In what Irish city was Handel's Messiah first performed?
Dublin.
If you are a Bavarian, what country are you from?
Germany.
Which Scottish football team plays its home games at Ibrox?
Rangers.
Pádraig Harrington is famous for playing what sport? Omega is the last letter of what alphabet?
Greek.
In which series of children's novels would you find Hogwarts School?
Harry Potter.
Which guitar legend made the album Are You Experienced?
Eric Clapton.
It's Jimi Hendrix. What's the world's second highest mountain?
K2.
In what country did the food dish chili con carne originate?
Mexico.
Who is the lead singer of the band Simply Red?
Mick Hucknall.
The Rain in Spain is a song from which musical?
My Fair Lady.
Which character did Joanna Lumley play in the TV sitcom Absolutely Fabulous?
I passed.
Patsy Stone, which popular dish gets its name from the Italian word for pie?
Paella.
Pizza on the programme. Oh,
Go on, squeeze the last one.
On the TV programme, This Is Your Life, what colour is the famous book?
Red.
You got
well
it. I have a. You did very well there.
Absolutely.
You are flying.
I'd say you're absolutely a bit of a dark horse there, Mary O'Rourke. You're a bit of a quizzer, are you?
No, loads of stupid things.
I don't know about that. I tell you, for someone who forgot where she worked only a few minutes ago, you were flying when it came to the questions. There was no stopping you.
Right, here we go. Here's the official count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
So, Mary, you're flying. You're in the lead. There you go. And you're in your great spot now for
tomorrow. Well done.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, lad.
Not at all, Mary. Have a cracking day.
Bye.
Cheers.
See you, Mary. That was great.